Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. This week on the show, we continue our series spotlighting director-composer collaborations. Last time around, we featured the music of Carter Burwell, written for the films The Coen Brothers, and this week, we feature the music of composer Clint Mansell, written for the films of director Darren Aronofsky. Aronofsky's first feature was a low-budget film he made in 1998 called Pi, a sci-fi thriller starring Sean Gillette and Mark Margolis, and it's one of Mansell's most distinctive early works. Let's take a listen.
1245. Restate my assumptions. Mathematics is the language of nature. Twelve fifty, press return.
Thank you.
That's music from Pi, written by Clint Mansell. Both Aronofsky and Mansell made huge leaps forward with their next feature, the 2001 drug drama Requiem for a Dream. The score is one of Mansell's most iconic works. It's used frequently in movie trailers these days, but hasn't lost any of its power. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music from Requiem for a Dream, written by Clint Mansell. It was another 6 years before Aronofsky made his next feature, the very ambitious film The Fountain, released in 2006. It's a film and a score which took a while to grow on me, but I'm quite fond of both now. Clint Mansell's work is certainly ambitious and reveals new depths with each listen. It's also a score which works best as a full album rather than in self-contained pieces, but nonetheless, we're going to feature a couple of those self-contained pieces now. Enjoy!
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're featuring music written by Clint Mansell for the films of director Darren Aronofsky on the program today. We just featured music from The Fountain. Aronofsky offered up some much more down-to-earth material in 2008, a fine film starring Mickey Rourke called The Wrestler. Clint Mansell's music in this one plays second string to a lot of different songs, but it is a spare, effective score. Let's take a listen. Thank you. music from The Wrestler, written by Clint Mansell. The score for the next film, Black Swan, was much more grandiose. Mansell's original material blends beautifully with music from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music from Black Swan, written by Clint Mansell. And that brings us to the most recent Aronofsky-Mansell collaboration, the new blockbuster Noah. This score is huge, one of the biggest of Mansell's career, sometimes overbearing, sometimes oppressive, and occasionally even a little uplifting, but really, really interesting music, very effective within the film. Let's take a listen. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you'll join us again next time for more music here on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema. Have a great week, everyone. I'll be back at you later.